and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 434. And yet again, Mike has managed to be in two places at the same time.
Yeah.
You're omnipotent, aren't you?
How have I managed that?
Because you're magic, Mike.
Well, I recorded the news earlier.
Well, as long as nothing happened in the meanwhile, you should be fine. Right, let me get into the chat and see who was first. Pressing the button. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, well done, dear boy. Renee. Renee, let you win, according to Renee. Renee, why didn't you shout at him? Just saying. I don't believe Jonathan was with us this afternoon, so he's completely unaware of this. Oh, hello, Kim. Kim is joining us too. Yes, Pentecost Sunday. Yes, I did the newsletter. Secretary, I'd made a mistake. First off, you know when it's been in Lent, it's like the first Sunday of Lent, the second Sunday of Lent. She left that as Advent. So I had to sort that out. But this time it said the last few weeks it's been second Sunday of Easter, third Sunday of Easter. This time she'd put the, I think it was the last one, so it was about the sixth Sunday of Easter, Pentecost of Easter. So I sorted that out as well. So yes, I'm absolutely positive it's Pentecost Sunday. Ah, are we all exhausted or is that just me? It could just be me I'm getting. Possible. Oh, some of the things that go in the newsletter are hysterical. We've all made mistakes, trust me on that. Absolutely. What was one of them? There was a speaker. I think he died, didn't he? Or is he still going? Who? No, I think he died. Paul Vallely.
Did he?
Just check. One of them did. Oh, no, it's the other fella. The one that we saw at St Ambrose.
Oh, yeah.
The Irish guy.
Yeah.
But there was this guy, Paul Vallely. So it's quite an unusual name. And it had auto-corrected. And the thing was, I didn't spot it either. So the first person to spot this, secretary missed it, priest missed it, I missed it. Mike spots it during Mass. And we're just giggling away in the
Not
pew.
Not that I should have been reading the newsletter during Mass.
Not that you should have been reading the newsletter during Mass, but he was.
It was the bishop's letter.
Oh, it was the bishop's letter. Yeah, we were all asleep while they read the bishop's letter out. But it had auto-corrected to Paul Variety. And the thing was, it was about a show he was putting on. So it said Paul Variety Show. Oh, we enjoyed it. But there's been some other classics as well. One was one of the weekly things. So we have three weekly things like the communion antiphon and the gospel response and all of that. And the response was something like, we will observe your statutes, meaning laws. Only she misspelt it somehow and she got it to say statues. We will observe your statues. Another classic. That one was picked up though. You had to have a nap after Mad March. You were up at four. I hope you mean Mad May, because otherwise you've had a long nap. 4 a.m.'s unreasonable. I've not gone to bed at 4 a.m. Oh, but Renee went to sleep at 3. No, I was up way after 3. I think it was nearer 5. Nearer 5 when I got to bed. But I did have to get up as well, unfortunately. But I had to get up because if I'd left it a little bit later, then I wouldn't have been able to have my full English. And I definitely needed my full English. Anyway, that was most enjoyable. Most enjoyable. Hell, hence your problem. Well, you know, hibernation's not a bad idea. If you can get away with it, I don't see why not. Why can't we hibernate like animals? Animals have got the right idea. Lola's disgusted, by the way. Obviously, Mad May was happening and the match was happening. And that second half of the match, so between when I finished at about 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock, that was the only time Mike had to see me in the entire week. So he had the match on one side, me on the other. He watched the end of the match and then said, "We'll take Lola out," at which point it started raining. Oh, she's not a happy dog. She has let her displeasure be known. We could have gone earlier, Daddy, when it wasn't raining. Anyway, she's settled down now. Oh, do we have a full English most weekends? Jonathan treats himself to eggs royale on Saturday and Sunday. We haven't had for a long time, no. But when I started doing Mad March, it was like, when's the food going to be had? And the May, Mad May, has been even worse because of these live sessions. So I'm actually finishing one off now. I've done the first hour of it, but he's carrying on for half an hour. And then there's another one starting at 8. And then I've got to be in two places at once at 8:30. And again at 10. So yeah, it's chaotic. So we decided we would have a full English breakfast. And that way we don't need to stop for like a proper meal in the evening because you're too full. So we'll just graze anything that we can find. So it's been going on for a few weeks, yes. Ooh, eggs royale. Eggs royale are quite nice.
There you go.
He's got a recipe for you. We said we were going to have a recipe section. So I think we need to sort that out sooner rather than later, don't we? Another one I like is Egg Marie Rose. That's really nice. But you have to be able to get the seafood sauce for that. And that's not always easy, is it, Mike? Because they haven't got any.
Oh, that's eggs royale, yeah.
With salmon.
Salmon, yeah.
And what looks like spinach leaves.
Yeah.
Which we eat. We
a
like
bit
that.
Of mayo and half a bagel.
I don't think put hollandaise sauce on it, though. Didn't we have some kind of very, very light mustardy thing?
What was
that sauce Mum used to have?
Cheese sauce.
No. Oh, good grief. No. Never mention cheese and my mother. No, it was in a jar. It was like something you put on salad. But it was like you could get it quite thin as a vinaigrette or you could get it a lot thicker. And it had like
French dressing type thing.
Yeah. But it had like, it was quite tangy like mustard. But I can't remember where she got it from. Knowing Mum, probably Tesco. But I couldn't swear to that because she went all over.
100 grams of baby leaf spinach. There's not 100 grams there.
That's probably how you buy it.
I buy a bag of 250 or 500, depending on what they've got.
CQ, Deb, CQ. We should buy Lola a nice doggy raincoat. The reason that we haven't, right, is twofold. One, Mayo wouldn't wear a thing. You were lucky if you get him to wear a collar when he went for a walk. We got him a husher once, had that off by the end of the street. Oh, look at those Sammies. Two of them in a raincoat. Mind you, the one on the left doesn't look too happy, does it? The one on the left's a boy, surely. And the one on the right looks like a girl. Having said that, the one on the right looks a bit taller. Oh, but the face. Oh, the face. No, then, and the second reason, you've totally lost me now with pictures of Sammies. No, the second reason is when we dressed her up for Halloween, not a happy dog. Not a happy dog. Definitely didn't look as happy as the one on the right. Oh, that's just too cute. Too cute. Should we get one and see if she'll wear it? Or should we just use that Superwoman cape she's got?
Yeah.
Because she didn't like that either. She's a picky dog. She's a very picky dog. Jonathan was once in a hotel and they had eggs Benedict on the menu and scrambled eggs with smoked salmon. The waitress seemed very confused when I asked for eggs royale, saying they had the ingredients on the menu. Hollandaise can't be bad. No, is hollandaise the one that's a bit strong?
I don't know.
Which was the one that you put on thinking it was mayonnaise and it wasn't?
Horseradish.
Oh, horseradish. Horseradish is no. Don't give me horseradish. I don't know about hollandaise. Might have to try a little bit. Hello, Tracy. We're talking recipes. Right up your street. Tracy's almost home. Have to go and water the veg. You see, anything that looks needs looking after. Yeah, not a good idea for me. An egg over easy with an English muffin on Saturday and Sunday. Sounds fabulous.
What's an egg over easy?
Now this is the way that Americans describe how hard boiled the egg is.
Oh.
So I'm not too sure with that.
An egg over easy means it gets fried on both sides, but it's not cooked for very long on the second side.
That's pretty much how we do it here.
Egg over easy and sunny side up.
Well, egg over easy, how Mum did it, instead of turning the egg over to give it like... So you've done the bit where it has the most and then you flip it over and then flip it back. So you don't do it much on that side. What she used to do was she was cooking it in like a frying pan and she would kind of flick the oil over it. instead of turning it over. And that way she never broke one. Oh, she was, that was a dirty hack of my mother's. Talking of which, have I said dirty hack before in a session on YouTube?
I don't know.
I'm asking for a reason, because YouTube's upset with me today. At the end of the show, it goes to monetized. And today it's saying they're not happy with the content. And I thought, well, why? So we're finding out. I've asked for a content review.
Like a VAR?
Yes, it's a VAR. Yeah. It's either that or the picture that I used, you know, with a girl on the beach. It could possibly be that, but that was a demo. Talk about puritanical. So, yeah, I'm in review. Naughty, naughty me.
We got a VAR penalty.
Oh, what did the final result end up at?
2-1.
Oh, I was going to say it can't be 2-0 because it's 2-1 at half time. Never mind. So, yes, I'm on the naughty step with YouTube. Oh, YouTube do my head in. They really do at times. Hello, Sarah. You've become an expert at poached eggs. Oh, now, poached eggs, we had those little rubberized cup things to try and do them in. Oh, what a nightmare. If there is a fraction too much water, the water jumps inside with the egg. If there's not enough water, then the bottom of the pan starts burning. It's a nightmare. Can no one just design a pan that just works? My mum used to have a pan where there were like metal cups inside a recessed like cover. So there was a cover on it and then it had four holes in it and you pop these metal things in and then you put a lid on top of that. And that always seemed to work, but I've no idea where it went. She could have had a clear out. So we ended up with these little pot things. But, oh, what a nightmare. Yeah. Oh, Tracy can't hear us yet. We could say anything then. We won't, but never mind, we could. Oh.
She must be able to hear. Oh, no.
No, she can follow along in the chat, Mike.
Oh.
Ah. Oh, now Jonathan likes poached eggs. Possibly favourite style of eggs. Must admit,
I was going to tell her to refresh.
No, don't do that.
Maybe she was listening to last week's show.
How Kim managed that, I do not know. That was amazing, Kim. Time travel with Kim. yes, I like poached eggs, but I also like an omelette thing. Not one of those where it's barely seen the pan. One like Mike does it properly. That. Yes, you've heard me say dirty hat before. Well, it wasn't dirty hat that got me binned then, was it? Well, the naughty step.
Maybe
but
it
I don't
thought
know
you
why.
Said dirty crack, says Jonathan.
Oh, it could have done. It could. I don't know, but either way, I'm on the naughty step. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do a quick refresh and see if they've had a look at it yet. I've requested a human review, but given that the show was almost 2 hours long. And it's Sunday night. That could take a while. So no, I'm being told it's been reviewed to determine whether it's suitable. Thank you for that. Oh, well, never mind. These things happen, don't they? Right. I say it all the time. I do, but specifically in a Sunday show, because if I say it in after hours, it's fine, because we don't monetize after hours, but we do monetize the Sunday shows. So we would never have I can self-review. Once you're a YouTuber with enough followers and enough standing, you can self-review. So you basically put ticks in boxes that says, no, there's none of this, 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 and this. And it's usually things like swearing, threats, hot topics. So something like at the beginning of COVID, it would have been COVID. So I don't think there was any of that in it. So I couldn't understand. It's the first time it's happened. And I couldn't understand it. I didn't think there was anything different in that show than some of the others. But YouTube thinks so. So they run it through a kind of automated process. So the only thing I'm thinking is, if it wasn't something I said, which as far as I'm aware, I don't think I did. I certainly didn't swear, because I would never swear. I can only assume it was the woman in the bikini. But again, I've used demos like that before, and there wasn't much to see. It was all a silhouette. So I don't know. We will find out. It was your shouting. I wonder if it was Renee. I really don't know. I don't know, but when I find out, I'll let you know. Anyway, it's up there and it's public, so there's no problem with it. It's there. Loving that. fried egg, then you turn off the heat and flip the egg lightly fried on the other side. Yeah, that's basically what Mum did, but she just didn't flip it over. Because whenever she did, Dad liked it runny eggs. So whenever she did, it would break and then he would moan. Now, I didn't mind one way or the other. I prefer them less runny rather than more runny. So Mum worked out a technique, a proprietary technique, because I've never seen anybody else do it. I do like using a griddle because there's less fat involved. Sarah tried all the gadgets, vinegar, etc. She realised you have to have fresh eggs just to have the water boiling, then break the egg into a ramekin dish and tip it into the saucepan. Works a treat. I'll have to give that a go, then. We do have ramekin dishes, and plenty of them. Oh, Piddle Pooch has got a raincoat. And does Piddle Pooch enjoy wearing it? Because that's our problem. Kimception. Oh, yes. Beginning of the chat, she was back in March. Time travel with Kim. No, it's working well. YouTube is spying on MacBites. YouTube spies on everything. That's how it works. But that's where people are. Good night, Jonathan. Got to take the rubbish out. Yes, Sunday night. We will see you tomorrow, Jonathan. So what else have you been doing apart from watching All About Affinity? I'm actually thinking of redesigning that poster for next week. Now I've put it everywhere it needs to be, which is typical of me. It doesn't actually say Affinity Publisher on it, does it? It says Build With Me, because it was only a temporary poster, but now it's become the poster. So I think I might make that bit smaller and put Affinity Publisher at the top. Oh, Kim's got Pathfinder problems. Oh, no. You can't seem to get the info and preview pane modules to lock into place. Okay, there is a way to do that, which is, let me get that open. When you've got it in where you want it to be, there is a lock in the right-hand corner. So let me just hover over it. No, I'm lying. It's in the left-hand corner. And every one says lock module. So in the left-hand corner where there's a cog in each module, you can lock it. So it says assigned to pane, left, both and right. And then underneath it, it has lock module. And you can hide the header as well if you want. I think if you hide the header, you need to hover over it while holding the Alt key. So if you hide that, you don't get any of the stuff that you need. But it does give you a little bit of extra room, just a little bit. So if you've got it set up and configured like I have, where I know exactly what I want and where I want it, then you could hide the header. But for the locking purposes, it's on the cog. And you can lock it, and hopefully that will lock it in place for you. I think I might hide the headers. Obviously, then I'll have to Google how to get them back, knowing me. No, actually, the Option key is quite standard, isn't it? They're just calling it the Alt key, but it's the Option key. So that would actually make it even better. I don't think if I do that... I can make it a bit taller. I can. So you can still move it up and down. But yeah, it's the little cog in the left-hand corner of each bit. That is what you need. Oh, there we go. Kim has tried that lock module, and when you go into it again, it's all messed up again. Boom. Mine is tending to stick. And you don't use it, do you? Or do you? Yes, you do. You just bought it. Is yours moving around on you? Because mine is not moving around on me.
What?
In Pathfinder at the bottom where you've got your previews and stuff. Mine just opens up where it was. One thing you could do, it might just force it to behave itself. If you look in... Get it set up the way you want it set up. So that's your first step. Get it set up the way you want it to look. And then go to File and go to New Browser, Save Browser. And that might kickstart the original. And then every time after that, so if I go into File, New Browser, and I open up like the MacBites single. Yeah, everything is locked into place. So maybe try just creating it, even though you shouldn't have to, if you've only got like one window. But try saving it as a preset anyway, and that might kickstart it. Other than that, no, I've never had to do any more than that with it. It's playing with Kim's mind. This is not good. Hopefully that'll fix it. Can you have a go for me? in Pathfinder.
Right, go to Pathfinder.
Mike won't have set his up, I can assure you.
No, go to Pathfinder. And then...
Shall I log in while you're there? Typical of Mike. Totally typical of Mike. Right, there's Pathfinder. Right, you see at the bottom here?
Yeah.
You've got nothing. So you've not got any previews. So if we go to window, isn't it? And we go to modules, then you can bring on some preview modules. So you drag that out of the way over there, Mike, and you drag your preview and you put your preview at the bottom. And then if you want a preview on the left and a preview on the right, like I've got, then you drag and drop another one. And you put that at the bottom in that bit there. What Kim's talking about is she's then moving this and lining it up like that. In the cog, you set that to be the left and that one to be the right. And then when you go into here, oh, have you got anything we can preview? Probably not, knowing Mike. Is there any snaggity things? Well, basically, if you've got a preview over there, it'll preview here and that will preview there. So what's happening to Kim is she's then closing it and then the preview is all going to cock.
No.
So can you close it and then open it again and see what happens? Oh, done live this. It's still in place.
Kept it.
Yeah, it's playing with your mind, Kim. How long's it been installed? Would maybe uninstalling it solve a problem? You never know. I know you shouldn't have to. But as ever, you might have to. So maybe give it an uninstall. A good clipboard manager. Thought Text Sniper had that function. No. All Text Sniper says is copied to clipboard. That's all it does. It doesn't have a clipboard of its own. The one I used is called Copium. So let me get the App Store and I will give you the link. There it is. There's a few good ones. I think I've demonstrated at least two. Copy M. There we go. The reason that I've gone for this one is the one I had was called Copied. And I switched to that one because it actually synchronized with iOS. But then I found that Copium had far more options to it. Just got it installed on Friday. It could be Biggles. Oh, it could be Biggles. Yes, I hadn't thought of that. I'm not on Biggles and neither's Mike. Far too soon for Bigglesing at the moment. It could be a Biggles issue. Might have a look at their forum. Try that. So the reason I went back to Copium was it just had more options. It's a close run thing, though, to be honest. I don't really... let's have a look. Actually, I do. I was going to say I don't really do anything snazzy with it, but I do. Because it has the concept of multiple clipboards. So there's the standard clipboards, which is just, you know, you copy and it keeps going to like a buffer. But it also has the ability to create extra entire clipboards, if you're with me. So like an archive, multiple archives. So what I did with it was I created a special archive that having multiple archives enables you to have, like, say there's 10 things that you paste constantly. If you put them in their own little archive, you can switch to the archive and then paste from the archive. What I did it with it was take it a step further, and I couldn't do this with the one that I had. That's so I switched back to Copium. I created a separate archive entirely and called it Presentations. And in there, I've got stuff like, I did demonstrate this, but I didn't show you how. But in PowerPoint, when I'm working, because I switched from Keynote, Keynote had the ability to put a comment on the page. So if you didn't have anything selected on the page and you inserted a comment, it put a big yellow box right in the middle. And I loved that. And I would put instructions for myself in it. It was notes for future me. Well, there is a commenting feature in PowerPoint, but it's quite hidden. You don't get this big yellow box. Now, it would work. You could move from comment to comment. But without the yellow box, I can't do an overview in slide sorter view or standard view and look at the slide and think there's a big yellow box in the middle of there. So I clearly need to do something. So I wanted to bring back that feature. I couldn't find a way to do it. Not even if I just used a standard text block and coloured it. It wouldn't work. So I thought, it worked if I pasted it in. And then I thought, well, hang on. If I build an extra library in my clipboard manager and assign a shortcut key to the item, ta-da! So I can paste in this yellow box. So that's why I have one that has multiple clipboards, because I need those things to be there all the time. I don't want to get to them, get to my clipboard, and they've disappeared off the end of the clipboard. So I would recommend copying. But don't forget, if you've got Alfred, there's a shortcuts thing in there, a clipboard extender in there. And it's pretty good. I have that turned on as well. Belt and braces. I think I had it set to 3 months in Alfred. Let's have a look. Show Alfred preferences. Alfred features. It's under Alfred features, clipboard manager, clipboard history. It can keep, I've got it set for plain text for 3 months, images for 1 month. I don't bother keeping file lists. And it is really, I don't have a shortcut key for it either. So, because I want to keep the same shortcut key, irrespective of whatever application I'm using. But I can get to it by using Alfred and then typing SCB. Why was it SCB? Something clipboard. Show clipboard. SCB. And the stuff that I've done is there. So I would open Alfred and I would put SCB, so show clipboard. And it does show everything. You can get a preview on the right-hand side. Even if it's a graphic, you can do that. I just find it's a little bit limiting. But, you know, if what you want's the basics, it's not bad. It's not bad. And it's there as a backup to me. Renee does not have Alfred. Oh no. Multiple clipboards is what you want. Or lipboards. Why not lipboards? Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, the one that I've got does do that, and it does it very well. So you can bring it to the front. You can pin it to the front if you want. I have mine hiding as soon as I've used it. But you can pin it to the front, and then the multiple clipboards are at the top. So there's all of them, and then there's your shortcuts, anything that's unstarred, anything that's starred, and then you have your own clipboards. And I've got one for MacBytes, and I've got one for presentations. But the thing that I loved with it was that I could have an item in a clipboard, any clipboard, doesn't matter, and I can allocate a shortcut key to it. Therefore, in any other application, I can paste that item, which I just love that. Obviously, there's other ways to do things like that. You could use Typinator or Text Expander. But it works better. I don't think I could actually do that with Typinator because it's highly formatted. It's actually a text box with a background colour and a foreground colour for the text. So I thought I can copy it and I can paste it. So if I can persuade my clipboard to let me do that, should we do a demo of the clipboard thing at some point? How would that be? Should we do that? I do love mine. I couldn't live without clipboard extender. I cannot understand these people that do not have clipboard extender. It must be so frustrating. The number of times that you copy something and then boom, it's gone. Which is why, just in case my clipboard extender, you know, does decide to take an extended holiday without permission, I do also use Alfred, so it's there as a backup. It doesn't slow it down in any way at all. What Renee would want is that every time you command and C, it creates a new clipboard. So you could paste it when needed. When you say a new clipboard, do you mean a new item within a clipboard? And do you want it where, in essence, you power paste? So you want, in the copying thing, you want to go to item one and copy, go to item two and copy, go to item three and copy. And then when you finish the copy, you want to go somewhere else and command and V to paste, 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 paste. Is that what you want? Or is it something else? Oh, Sarah's got Alfred. But you think some more training on it? We do have a few episodes of After Hours where we did Alfred. We did. Because we did it like a pretty basic one. And then I think young Jonathan decided he was going to go advanced with it. So we did an advanced one with some workflows. Let me dig that out. I'm putting a note to myself to do just that. So let me stick that in here and I will follow that up after this. Promise, 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 promise. Right, what do I want to do on that? That's what I want to do. Oh, that was good timing. Bang on. He's getting a timestamp now. Oh, getting carried away with the little self. Right, Alfred Resources for Sarah. There we go. You are in there. So I will sort that out after and find them. Right. Have a look at it, Renee. See if it does what you would want. There might be a trial. That's an App Store link. There might be a trial. What you do have to do is there's a helper and you have to download the helper from their site and then you can multiple paste. It has another application if you want to have a look at it, just in case, so you're not wasting your time. There's a bundle. So as well as Copium. Oh, have we got treats again? I'm having that because you're being a stroppy little madam. Right, at least she's shut up while she's eating it. There's a bundle with Copium and another app from the same company called PasteQ. And PasteQ, you open that up and it shows you that what you've copied and it enables you to just paste, paste, paste. That's the nearest I've seen on a Mac to Clipmate. Clipmate was just fabulous. That's the one that's available for Windows. If you've got Windows, you need Clipmate. It's awesome. But sadly, it's never been available for the Mac. So there's the two of them, PasteQ, and let me send you the link to the bundle. I can't see the price on these things because I bought them both. So I'll put that in. Those two I use together. And that sorts me out. It's good enough. Might not be perfect, but it's good enough. What else did we used to use for that? I used one called Copied. And before that, I think I used Launch Bar. Launch Bar doesn't seem to have had an update in years, does it? We all use Launch Bar. Then we all moved to Alfred.
Yeah.
I remember when Alfred came out and I thought, well, I'm not bothered. Before Launch Bar, I used Quicksilver. Remember Quicksilver? Do you remember the nightmare when it broke on Leopard?
Yeah.
It was like, it was the day Leopard came out. We all installed it. It was like, oh no, it's broken Quicksilver.
Well, Berkster did a prezzo on that at the Mac Club.
He did, didn't he? Yeah. He did, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, happy days, happy days. I don't think, it did get a fix in the end, but the thing was, you needed to reinstall it. Now, I'm a bit of a squirrel. I'm the first to admit I'm a bit of a squirrel. So I had, every time I download an app, it goes into the apps folder. For the apps backup folder, for the reinstalling of, should calamity strike. So, Mikey B, we were on, what was it called at the time? Not iMessage, video.
Something, iChat Theatre, wasn't it?
iChat Theatre, whatever it was, where you could video. So we were videoing with him. And we were trying out the backgrounds. It was when the roller coaster background came in. Oh, like I say, happy days. And he said, oh, I need to reinstall Quicksilver and I've not got the DMG. So I said, give me a minute. You know, obviously, I've got like 900 drives here. And he's like, where's the apps backups? Okay, got it. And pinged it to him. He was able to get it going again. You just needed to reinstall it. But of course, at that stage, you couldn't actually re-download it because that version didn't work. Oh, it was complicated, but there you go. PasteQ sounds like what Renee needs. Do you know, I would love it if I could say to you that Clipmate was available on the Mac because that just did everything. It had a feature called Power Paste. And Power Paste worked up and down. So you copied stuff and then you switched to Power Paste mode and you could just paste, 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 paste. But you could determine in what way you did it. So do you want it by time and date? Do you want it alphabetical? Oh, it was just amazing. And it still is for Windows. Didn't you buy a copy when you bought your Surface? I'm sure you did.
Clipmate, I bought.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, Clipmate, I did. Yes. Yeah.
It's good he's on the same page as us, isn't it? Poor guy. For Windows, yes, it was Windows. Clipmate. I'll get the link. Clipmate, Windows. There's a funny story behind their development. Thornsoft, that's right.
That's it.
Yes, 1988 called and demanded its website back. But it's a fabulous app. There we go. And it's still going strong. It is amazing. It's by far the best. It really is. I would highly recommend that if you are on Windows. It's stunning. There's lots of different modes. You can have it like nothing but the top. You can have it where there's a drop down on the bar. You can have it full mode. You can have it like a narrow column. The ones on the Mac are quite primitive by comparison to that. I've never found one as good. Now, there was one years ago that did look as good. What was that thing called? Something Delight. The company was called Something Delight.
I was going to say Angel.
No, it wasn't Angel, Mike, obviously.
I don't remember.
Mac OS apps.
Was that a Voila?
Yeah. No, I'm not seeing it there. I'll have to find it on Voila, wouldn't I?
Global Delight.
Global Delight, that's the one.
That was close.
Right, Global Delight. Now, was it them that did it? Let's have a look. I've got a feeling it was, but don't quote me on that. Okay, have we got a list of all their apps?
Yeah.
Because this is rubbish.
If you go to the store, you can see all their products.
So we go to buy now and we see all the products, don't we?
Yeah, in the menu, products.
Capto. But yeah, Voila became Capto, didn't it? But I don't see that listed anymore. It was called Something Buddy. And it was a total rip-off of Clipmate. And I'm like, in two minds, I'm like, oh dear. You know, I don't really want to support a company that are just ripping somebody else off. But seeing as though the other company don't do a Mac version and this looks so like it, I'm going to buy it. So I did. Worked great for a good few months. And then all of a sudden it just went mad. And I couldn't even get it running. So they suggested that I send them the data and they would get into it and sort out the problem. And I'm thinking, you must be kidding. How can I send them data that, you know, I don't know what's on my clipboard. You know, there was like 3,000 items on my clipboard. I have no idea. I wouldn't have known what I was actually sending them. So I decided if it was that unstable, I would stop using it. But it was a good one. It was a good one, I must admit. It was the nearest to Clipmate. But you can kind of replicate some of the stuff with a couple of apps, like I'm saying. But I would definitely have a full clipboard extender. I think a lot of people think, like, I don't need one. You know, copy paste and I'm done. At a very, very basic level, it gives you the opportunity to copy multiple items and not lose the old stuff. That's at a very basic level. But depending on which one you go for, and what I would say to you is get used to that first. Because if you install one of these apps and you try trawling through the preferences to configure all of it, you won't remember the shortcuts. There's no way. So get the basics going and then after a week, go back and have a look at it and think, what of the features that are available would improve my productivity most? And it could be like being able to paste backwards from the last item captured or something like that and learn one shortcut key and then do the same for the next couple of weeks. So I have memorized the shortcut key that pastes this block, this text block, into PowerPoint in the middle of the screen, bright yellow background, huge black text on it. And as soon as I paste it in, I can then just press the space bar and start typing. And that feels like it's a feature of PowerPoint, but it's not. So actually, if I ever were forced to go back to Keynote, the same thing would work. Exactly the same thing would work. But it's not happening inside the application. It's happening outside the application in the clipboard extender. But as I say, I think if you tried to set it up from scratch and think, I'll do this with it and this and this and this and this, it'd be too much. So I always tend to go back and revisit stuff and think, oh, there's a nice shortcut key. Funny story for you. There I am in PowerPoint. And the one thing in PowerPoint at the very beginning when I thought, you know, do you want to be doing the PowerPoint thing? The one thing that used to drive me insane with it was the panels on the right-hand side, which are really useful, aren't there. They close down between sessions. And I think that's the most ludicrous thing at all. Why would you do that when you've configured your layout properly and you are very, very, very happy with it? And then they close the panels down. So I wanted a quick way to access the panels. And there's no shortcut keys. So I come up with a couple of workarounds, which involves some magic with a quick bar at the top. Then I realise they've changed what's going on, and there is a shortcut key. And this shortcut key, as you would have something selected, and you would use Command Shift and 1, and it would bring up the format panel on the right hand side. I thought, oh, all my Christmases have come at once. So at that point, I had the capability to remember one more shortcut key. So I used the shortcut key. Oh, I can't tell you what happened. The machine went mental. And I mean mental. PowerPoint strutted its stuff. Every browser I had open came to the front and maximized itself. The screen flashed multiple times. And eventually it kind of calmed down. I'm like, whoa, what just happened? So at first I thought, I've not got time to troubleshoot this now. Leave it alone, walk away. So I did. Anyway, I came back to the fact of that shortcut key would be really handy. But I couldn't fathom what was going on with it. It just was not working correctly. So I had Firefox creating, I had Chrome creating, Vivaldi would come to the front, the screen was flashing like crazy, and I thought, oh, I've done it again. But I really wanted this working, so I thought, right, what's happening? And I realised, do you remember that extension we talked about? It was called, with an S, Sarka, the Sarka extension. What it did in every browser, so it was available for Firefox, it was available for Chrome. What it did was gave you basically Alfred in a browser. And it meant that if you had like 50 open tabs, not unusual for me, you could use this shortcut key and it would bring this to the front and you could search and go straight to a tab. Now that was really useful and it remains really useful, except in Vivaldi. Because in Vivaldi, you've now got Command and E, which is Alfred in a browser, and it's native. So that's the one I would use. So I'd kind of forgotten about Sarka because I've moved fully to Vivaldi. Sarka I had on a shortcut key and it worked fine. What I didn't know was that they'd installed an update surreptitiously, stealthily behind me, and they'd allocated a new shortcut key to it, which was, guess what? Command and Shift and 1. But that didn't totally explain it, because I wasn't in Vivaldi or Firefox or Chrome. I was in PowerPoint. So how was using this shortcut key becoming a problem when I wasn't even in the app? They'd install this shortcut key as global. So hence it bringing every browser to the front. So I'm like, really? So I had to go through every browser and nuke this shortcut key. So sorted all of that out. Thinks right, minimise all the browsers. Let's go back to PowerPoint. Did the shortcut key again. The screen still started flickering. So the screen is flash, flash, flash. Thinking, what's that? Because that's not the Sarka add-in. So I thought, hang on a minute. The screen flashes, doesn't it, when you take a screen cap? Did I just take a screen cap? So I checked Snagit. Wasn't Snagit. Wasn't the built-in one. And then I thought, oh, when I checked Cloud App, I nuked Droplr because Droplr would not be told not. It had a stealth mode of taking a screen cap and it would upload it. And I was taking screen caps of when I purchased something. So I uninstalled Droplr. Droplr had to go. That's why I was using Cloud App. Nope, none of those. I'm thinking, well, what else could possibly be taking a screen cap? It was Snappy App. And Snappy App had a stealth default of Command and 1. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Having got rid of that, guess what? My shortcut key finally worked in PowerPoint. Yay! You really do have to track your shortcut keys before something like that happens. Oh, is she drinking again? Is she filling herself
up? She's been out to play, but it's raining.
So she's now expressing her complete disgust and wiping her feet on her bed. Oh, that was nothing to what she did in the extension with her bed, wasn't it?
No.
No, she was dragging it around like it was a playmate in there. Never mind. We'll sort her out. So, yes, that was my wild adventures with shortcut keys. I wish there was a way that you could keep your shortcut keys between machines. Because when you've come to set a new one up, it'll be 3 months before you've sorted it out, before everything works the way you expect it to. And, like, there's no backup. You've just got to document it. But how many of us do actually document it? Who's prepared to admit they document everything? I pretty much do. What I'm not so good at is if I then make a change. So, for example, in Vivaldi, when Vivaldi was just hosting Notion, and that was one use for it, what then happened, I had tabs across the top and I had some pinned. But my pinned tabs, I could only see the icon. So I had to be very careful in Notion that the icon made total sense. Because if it didn't, if I had three icons that were the same, I wouldn't know what page it was. But I didn't really bother with much else. So it was more a case of like, yeah, just leave it alone. But over time, I remember being in Brooklands by request, and I'd got a whole panel allocated to WhatsApp. I had installed WhatsApp on the desktop and that was taking up screen space. And then I thought, hang on a minute, you've got that sidebar thing. So in the sidebar, I've now got the chat, which is just brilliant. It's fabulous. Then when I set it up on this machine, I decided to, you know, just as a test, what if I put the tabs on the left? And as a Notion host, that kind of makes sense. It's instead of the sidebar. It made less sense, I'll be honest, with the other stuff because the titles are too long, but I've stuck with it. So when I decided, I was just draw every time Vivaldi put an update out, it's like, oh, that's amazing. Oh, look what they've done. The last update, the performance is 10 times faster. It's amazing now and it feels more native. So I thought I'm going to have to switch. And it was because of this one extension. I had matched all the other extensions, but the one extension that I couldn't map was, I think, what's it called? Copy URLs, I think. Let's have a look. What are you called? Come on. Copy Tab Info. It's an extension. It's called Copy Tab Info. And I use that all the time, literally all the time. And it wasn't in Firefox and I couldn't find one that matched. And that was what pushed me in the end. I thought, you know what? The performance has now improved so much with Vivaldi. I mean, I had 77 tabs open the other day and it was coping quite admirably. There was no lag as you switch from one to another, whereas Firefox would choke on its teeth and Chrome would have long gone and probably taken the machine with it. So I decided I was going to switch. And then once I switched, there were little use cases which were like, oh no, that's not going to work. So I'll give you an example. What I used to do in Firefox, which had no sidebars and the tabs were at the top, I would take it. I've got a Moom shortcut that puts it in the middle of the main screen, full height. In the middle of the main screen is 1280 wide, which means it's perfect for taking a screenshot to put in the presentation. And of course, I can do that with Vivaldi, same shortcut key, but I've got the sidebar showing and I've got the other bar on the left-hand side that's got the tabs. So sidebar on one side, tab bar on the other. All of a sudden, that's not 1280 in terms of content. So I have a shortcut key to quickly turn off the sidebar, but it's not the default one because it clashes with something in Notion. So I'd been using the default for ages and then I had to change it. So I came to the point where that was working fine. And then I looked across at the tab bar and I thought, that's got to go as well. And I think there was a shortcut for turning that off. But, you know, never in my entire browsing history have I ever turned off the tab bar because it's at the top and it's not in the way. But for this particular use case, it was because it's at the side. So I set up another shortcut key to turn that off and then over the week internalise those. So it's a case of I use a million shortcuts in Vivaldi, an absolute million. But I added them one at a time for a specific job and that way you internalise them. Oh dear, Pathfinder's upsetting Kim. Right, tell you what I'll do, Kim. Probably against my better judgment, I'll get my laptop out. You can just leave against my better judgment at that point. Because laptop, not healthy. No, no, no. Very upset laptop. Well, I'll get my laptop out and I will have a look and see if it's the same on Biggles. Is it a Biggles thing? It could be a Biggles thing. Right, let's open Pathfinder. Pathfinder. Oh, I don't think this is going to help. It's an old one. Let me have a look. Oh, no. I installed the new one. And it said you've got a 60-day trial, and then the next day it said you've got a 9-day trial. I thought, thank you for that. Very kind. Right, I have not got this set up to have previews and all other kinds of stuff here. So that's the first step, isn't it? Let's grab that and take that up. Right, what on earth is this? I've got all kinds of rubbish here. Okay, right, done that. Let me get them lined up so it's like yours. Where's that gone? Oh dear. You're getting further than I am at this rate. Oh, I see. Right, I've only got one preview. And I need the others, don't I? So let's get rid of that. Right. Window. Modules. Let's add another info over there. And where have you disappeared to? Window. Modules. And another preview. Right, let's drag that and put that over there. Oh, and we've already fallen at the first hurdle, but never mind. We'll do that by doing that again. Right, I've now got them. So let me get them lined up. And is what are you just restarting it and it's losing it? Right, let's marry that up with that. And make the preview bigger. Oh, this is a pain. When you move one, it's moving the other. It looks like you've got to set it up from the right-hand side. Not helpful. Not helpful at all. Right, I've got it set up. Now I'm going to close it down. I'll give it a second, then get in there. Oh, don't worry about it, Kim. My stuff's messed up all the time. Never mind. Let's give it a go. All right, moment of truth. It's lost itself, Kim. It looks like it's a big old thing. What it's done is it's scooted itself down, so I've got one huge preview in the middle. I've got a tiny sliver of an info on one end, and then at the other end I've got a tiny sliver of the second info and the preview, so it's not sticking. Leave it with me. I will have a look at that. The owner's manual lies. It says you can only lock the modules in light mode. You set it up again and no lock. Ah, I didn't know about that. I'm in light mode. I'll give it a go later and we will find out. Oh, Pathfinder wrote back to Tracy. Can only upgrade from one purchase version to the next. Oh. So you'd have to have 9 to upgrade to 10. What I will say is at least the price has come down. The price used to be $60, $80 and it's now $36. And of course it's available on setup. So if you've done the setup thing, then it's just included. I know I'm going to look at a forklift next week. Stop your grumbling. No one's interested. She's just mumbling like an old woman.
You've been to the toilet and you've had your chew stick.
Yes, you see, you've had a toilet
Wherever
break.
Wherever it is. Comfort
Oh, that
break.
Was a good jingle we got last night, wasn't it?
Lulu, skip to Lulu.
Oh, that was fantastic because she sent it to me privately. Rather than send it to the whole group. And she said, because you don't have to use it. But the thing was, obviously, you guys heard the audio. I had the video. Oh, she's just fabulous. She got a phone in front of herself and she's literally doing like a selfie video singing Skip to Maloo. Genius.
Skip to Maloo, Malola.
Oh, I can't say any more about that, can I? But there'll be an announcement next Saturday because I know something's on the way and I can't say any more than that. I can't say from whom to whom or anything else either.
Oh, yeah.
But we will have that next week. Oh, so what we've said is if it's more than 5 minutes, it gets the Skip to Maloo jingle. That is how I have to work here. It's like, could do with the toilet. Oh, dear. I'm nine songs away from being able to do that. But there was that classic last night, wasn't there? Money for Nothing. And then it turned out Frank wanted the short version. Frank! Anyway, we did it twice. Because people had put in with the songs. If you wonder what was going on behind the scenes. We'd got I Want Money. We'd got I Need Money. We'd got Money. Money, Money. Money, Money, Money. Money, Honey. So obviously it was chaotic, totally chaotic. But it got even worse than that because some of the songs didn't exist. So I'm saying, I've got Liza Minnelli here, but it's not called that. So by the time we were like, oh, okay, we've all calmed it down and we've done quite well. And then we came to Frank's to realise we've already played two of them because we didn't think they were the same songs. You know, what people had said they weren't. So that's why I said to Frank, do you want to pick another one? But we did play Money for Nothing again, but we did the shorter one that he was quite happy with. It was Pete, I think, that liked the long one. And Pete did get to hear it on his way in. Oh, my, my, my. Now, I would say that Pathfinder's worth it. I'm looking at Forklift next week. Forklift is similar. I would say it's not quite as powerful. It's got a very nice modern interface, but it's nowhere near as powerful as Pathfinder. But, you know, sometimes if you just want to take some files and put them from A to B in a dual pane view and you didn't need all the bells and whistles, then it's quite handy. But I would say between the two, if you're having one or the other, I would say Pathfinder's the way to go. I will work out what it's doing to you, Kim, because it's doing the same to me here. So it could well be. Are you on the trial or have you bought it? I'm on the trial on this one. I've already bought it. I just haven't put the serial number in yet. So it could be that or it could be Biggles. I will try and work out what it is and let you know. Oh, we need the new jingle. If you miss the new jingle, if you're with us tonight, but you miss the new jingle, shall I play the new jingle? Right. By request jingles, skip to Malou.
Lou, Lou, skip to the loo. Lou, Lou, skip to the loo. Lou, Lou, skip to the loo. Skip to the loo, my darling.
She's just amazing, isn't she? What a voice. What a voice. I don't think it should make a difference that you're on the trial, Kim, but I'll put my serial number in and I'll let you know. You will try it on iMac, not running Biggles. There's an idea. This is ridiculous. How much time do we waste doing this kind of stuff? Hey? Far too much. It shouldn't matter, Renee, but, you know, sometimes things do. I don't think it should matter. It's more likely to be a Biggles issue. But we'll find out and I will let you know. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.